Prestige Jayco pre-game interview.
Geelong selected from Glenelg, starting at North Gambia, Brad Close, and he's joined the Cats, put on the number 45. He wears the long sleeves. He's played three games, and he's done a pretty bloody good job so far as well. He's been good enough to join us on the line from the Gold Coast out of the Cats hub. Brad, Tom King, Ben Castagnoli, Tom Lonergan, and Pete Ryan from The Age talking to you from out of the K-Rock hub. Can you tell us how things are, how life is in the Gold Coast hub for a young man at age 21 just finding his way as a footballer?
Yeah, life's pretty good at the minute, boys. Yeah, in the hub with the new teammates, and the boys are playing some good footy, so yeah, going pretty well.
Actually, I've sold just short of birthday because I reckon you turned 22 on the 30th of July, didn't you?
I did, that's right.
And that was a couple of days about before your or after your debut. Talk to us about the whirlwind that has been the last three games of footy for you, from kicking a goal with your first kick in footy to now having three under your belt and being part of a couple of wins.
Yeah, it was a pretty crazy first moment, first 30 seconds really of my career in Perth, and to get the goal off in a start like that, and now a couple of wins under the belt as well. Feeling good.
You've played with Glenelg the last couple of years, I think 20-odd games at league level, I think 18 last year before playing in a premiership with the Bays. You look at your journey, and you didn't get drafted out of your top age under 18 year, but in the end, has this journey, and a lot of players, you talk at Tom Stewart and Tom Atkins, have gone a similar path, but has that journey probably suited you better to the fact that you can walk now onto an AFL list and be able to get a game of footy in your first year?
Yeah, I think so. Obviously, playing against from being a 16-year-old playing senior footy in the country, I think it has given me that little advantage, being able to...
Well, we just lost you there, Brad. The reception might be a bit scratchy on the Gold Coast. Have you still got us?
Yeah, still there, mate.
Yep. Pete Ryan's going to fire a question at you.
Brad, well done on your first three games. Just wanted to get a feel for how difficult it is to prepare for a game of footy playing the scratch matches, and what your thoughts were when you were kind of out of the team and trying to make an impression.
Yeah, it was a bit tough. Obviously, we're playing...
No, that's a bad line.
Quarters as well.
Well, we just got a bad line.
Yeah. Need to move to the left, Brad, I think.
I'll just move around the room.
Yep.
Yeah,
stand
like
upside,
saying,
usually if you stand upside down, if you sit upside down and hold the phone in the air while you're talking, that usually works if you can pull that up for us.
All right, I'll give it a crack.
go on, Brad. I think that's a little bit better now.
Yeah, so the scratch matches against some of the other teams were a bit tough. Just playing 14v14, small quarters, no rotations. Was tough, but still the boys... been attacking it the right way and trying to get as much out of it, and I think that's shown with the way the team has had a few roll through the squad, and everyone sort of come in and play their role as they were required to. So I think the whole squad of 46 has really attacked that pretty well.
And as being new to the team, when you come in, is it you've probably got no experience, but is it difficult getting up to speed with what the structures are and where you need to be on the ground, given you've been playing 14 aside?
A little bit, yeah, but I think the way Scotty coaches is, a lot of it's just playing instinct and back yourself, and he sort of backs us in as players on our own and follow the structures, obviously, where we can, and if there's a point where you just sort of back yourself, yeah, he's right behind us.
The Prestige Jayco speaking with young cat Brad Close. He's Benny Cass.
Now, Brad, I know that you're in the hub now, so you're all hubbed up. But when you weren't in the hub and you were down here living in Geelong, you were living with Jake Colajesny, is that right?
That's correct.
How have you found the big Ukrainian?
No, he's a good fella, Jake. He's really, he's been looking after me, showed me around the golf course a few times in Geelong. It's a good ball, but we were a bit flat for him a couple of weeks ago when he had that chance to kick his first goal against Trio, and fluffed it.
Did that appear in any of the edits during the week?
It sure did, yeah. I think every time he has a chance, it gets brought up in vision the next week.
Did you subtly remind him, he was in game, I think, 98 at the time or 97, and you're playing your first game 30 seconds in. Did you go, look, it's not that hard to kick a goal?
That joke did come up a little bit, yeah. I did have a couple of words to him, but I think he's going for the record of the longest streak without a goal.
And does he know?
I think he's right up there.
How many games is that? Does he know?
I think he's still a few off. I think it's around the 170. I think the boys get into him a little bit about it.
Okay, so he hasn't got long to go.
So Gary Malarkey holds the record at the Cats. 176 games, no goals, I think it is.
Okay, so he's only got 76 more games. How did it come about, Brad? You come over here, you probably don't know anyone in Geelong. Did you move straight in with Jake, or did you go with the family for a few weeks? How does it sort of work when you're sort of trying to find your feet? Because I'd imagine, did you actually know anyone in Geelong at all?
Yeah, I knew a few, obviously from Mount Gambier originally, so just not far across the border. So Geelong's probably closer than any other AFL club to Mount Gambier. So I did know a few people and a couple of mates over there, but when we first got over, us first year boys spent a few weeks together, living together, and from there we sort of worked out where each of us would move into after that.
And so who was diabolical to live with during that period?
Good.
Oh, you're there, Brad?
Yeah, still there?
Yep. Yeah, who was the diabolical one to live with?
Nah, all the boys are pretty good, I reckon.
Oh, come on, Brad. Throw someone under the bus.
Brad, go on. Give us one.
I can't think of one, sorry.
Come on.
Fair enough. Monday night, cracking game of footy, isn't it? As much as you're only getting short breaks, you don't get a lot of time to prepare. But I suppose when games like St Kilda roll around and then Port Adelaide 4 days later, you must get the excitement levels really must be starting to grow even 48 hours out or 72 hours out.
Yeah, for sure. I think short turnarounds can be a little tough on the bodies, but obviously someone like myself who's just come in for games to be rolling through every few days, it's great, and keep building on the last one and sort of starting to play some good footy, and I think we're just trying to build that momentum.
Well, we've lost you there again, Brad. Still
there.
Got you back. Brad, we might let you go. You might be just having a couple of phone issues there. Hopefully you can play against Nick Nat at some stage again in the season. You might be able to get you a new phone.
Yeah, sounds good.
Pay the bill, Brad.
Hey, Brad, good luck Monday night. Just very, very quickly, will you have a break at any stage? Have you been flagged to have be managed, or you're happy to play right through?
I haven't heard anything. I'd love to play right through as long as I could, but yeah, we'll see how we go in the next few weeks.
All right, we wish you the very best of luck. Hey, great to have you on K-Rock for the first time, and hopefully the first of many times we're speaking to you throughout your career at the Cats. Well done on your start to your time at the Geelong Footy Club.
Thanks, boys.
Brad Close joining us there. Thanks to Prestige Jayco from the Gold Coast Hub. Great to catch up with the young number 45. Of course, Prestige Jayco are Australia's number one motorhome dealer.
Prestige Jayco, pre-game interview.